This is a recording of the impressions of Rabbi Yosef Kaufman, Talmud Reb Aaron.
When I come to speak about the Helik Yeshiva, the Rebbe, the Tzadik, Kodesh Lebrocha, I just have to say one thing. That when you came to speak to Rav Shimon HaTzal, the godless, you were overwhelmed by the godless, the Kedusha. You were overwhelmed and taken aback by the whole matzah. You stood there with the gresta, you stood there in with the fear, with the aimer. You stood there, you couldn't just talk what you wanted, of course, but you stood there with the greatest of Yiras HaKovet, and that the Yiras HaKovet that's being next to them speaking and having a shaykhus was to the greatest extent, and Rav Shimon HaTzal was so devoted to every single bacha. Just say my coming to Lakewood was a cousin of mine told me I should go to Lakewood, learn by Rav Shimon, that the Tzadik of the Tzadik of Rocha, and I came, and Rav Shimon HaTzal was very makar of me. When was the, what? When? This was in 1954, I believe. 1953, the Elzman, running the Dorim court. And Rav Shimon HaTzal loved every single bocher, was makar of every single bocher. And we all felt to Rav Shimon like we felt to our father. And with all that, there was no contradiction with the Gevaldik Yiras HaKovet we had in Rav Shimon HaTzal and the Emor. And what I say, Rav Shimon HaTzal gave Shmuz and Shiurim, but we learned from being close, from seeing the Rav Shimon, you learned unimaginable things. You got different hasogis in life, different hasogis in Torah. The Sharifa, the striving to learn, the striving to the godless became altogether different. I just wanted to say a small word in relation to this. Places in Sukkot Daf Samach says that if you go learn the Bais Medrash, it's not Noilad, you become a Talmud Chacham. So I heard over B'Shem Meir the Rabbi Avraham Motche, Rav Gifnishli, to tell the Rav Shimon, I read him tell, he said, how come is it that you find that when you come to a Bais Medrash, and not everybody comes to Bais Medrash becomes a Godel? Tosi says, you learn Bais Medrash years, you become a Godel. He says, it all depends when you go into the Bais Medrash, what you strive for. There was a Maisa once, a young Bocher came to Lakewood, a young Bocher, he wasn't from Yeshiva, he was a child, and walked over straight to the Rav Shimon HaTzal and says, Rebbe, how do you become Biver Benagol? Rav Shimon HaTzal was very misragish and got up and said, with Asmada. And I can't say, the impression was the Pacha, the aim of the Pacha that you spend, the Av we had, and all this was the everlasting impression we had in the Rav Shimon HaTzal and the love we had to the Rav Shimon HaTzal, Meir the Abbe, also the love and the respect and the anger we had for him, Rav Shimon HaTzal, Meir the Abbe, more than after Shnei Zecher Tzadik Lebrocha. And I just wanted to say that it's like all we saw the Rav Shimon HaTzal, we saw Torah. When you saw the Rav Shimon HaTzal, you saw Torah. I can't forget the impression it left on me when I once saw the Rav Shimon HaTzal on the way to Tashlich, before he went to Tashlich 1 year. The Emes HaDin, everything we saw was like, I couldn't say it. That was the biggest shmuz in itself. It's my child. And you saw everything, the Shinsa was Moshe Nefesh for every single Bacher. A chaver of mine, Rabbi Roman, once was, when he was a Bacher, he asked the Shinsal, he was a Yosin, and when he was asked the Shinsal, he had a job in the council, in the day camp, to stay over the summer. The Shinsal said, yeah. The Tanai, that you learn the first segment and third segment of Yeshiva. Then you can sleep and eat in Yeshiva. In the middle of the summer, the Yeshiva came back, and the Yeshiva went to the kitchen and checked the refrigerator if there's enough food for those few Bachrim that are stood there staying here. The Yeshiva could have said half a word. There would have been 15 people that would have given him an exact figure of everything. No. But the Yeshiva thought every Bachrim was a king. I want to end off with one board. I heard from my uncle, Murray, Rabbi Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, he once said that the Pasuk says, Vishinantam Lubanecha, and the Gemara says, Lubanecha Elu HaTalmidim, said, the Iker in a Rebbe is that the Talmidim have to be Bonecha. If the Talmidim, you love your Talmidim like your own children, then you can learn with them. Yishenantam lebonecha, the Pasuk says. You learn with your children. And that's the main thing, and that we saw by the Heiliger Rishina and Chassadim Kodesh Lebracha, how we loved each and every Bacher, B'lei B'nefesh, and not only from his Yeshiva, and every Ben Torah, and the Mesiris Nefesh he had for every single year. And I just want to quote this Meister, which is a Meiridika Meiser, which is, should go down in history, people should know about it. There was a Siddish Yid that had no Shaykhis to the Shiva Natsal, and he sent over the Meiser himself to Rabbi Yosef Lurie. He said, he had a big problem once, and he came to the Shiva, and he asked around if he can come and speak it over with the Shiva Natsal. He said, told him, yeah, to make it a point. Speak it over. So he said, they told him, when he's in New York, those two days he was in New York, you call up and you make an appointment. Yeah. So he called up, and the Rebbe in Zichron Lebracha, the Alter Rebbe in Zichron Lebracha told him to come six, call back at 6. He called back at 6, the Rebbe in Zichron Lebracha picked up the phone, she said, the Yeshiva's not here, call back at 9. So he said, 9? It's late. Father to a shiver, 9 o'clock. She said, yeah, he had a problem, seemingly. He wanted to speak it over. And she encouraged him. She said, Chazikin, she said, call back at 9. So, call back at 9. The Rebbe from Zichron Lebracha picked up the phone again. So the shiver that's how he's still not back. And she was not back. Call back at 11. He said, 11? How can you bother a shiver at 11 o'clock? After a hot day, we could do our body work in the office the day that he was here. So Rebbe from Zichron Lebracha encouraged him, go back at 11. Again, seemingly had a problem, go back at 11. Yeshiva picks up the phone. And yes, Yeshiva, when can I come? She told me now. Yes? Did you mean Matriya Chaim Yeshiva? Yes. So he said, and I'll say it in Yiddish, my lieber Freund, I beruf mir. Hatte doch ein Problem. Morgen darf ich vorne zurück in die Schiffe. Wenn du davon warten, auf über 8 Uhr. Kommt jetzt. And here was a man, I'll translate him. The Yeshiva Tzal told him, my dear friend, if you call me, you'll have a problem. Tomorrow we have to go back to the Yeshiva. So you'll have to wait till next week. Come now. That's what he said. After 11, the Yeshiva Tzal was ready to soak it. And after a hot day's worried, which knocked out all the young people in the office, got tired, and he told him to come 11, and this was a year that we had no Shemshaychus to, we never saw, never heard, and that was in Sir Snapish for every single year. And he Zichri Boruch, and there is nothing what the Hashpor and the impression that it's not Shaya, you speak about Godless, early Torah, Godless of Torah, it's not Shaykh, the impression is unimaginable, like, don't say the impression of the impression of Torah. to the borough, who's the Yogno Lane in our code itself?
Thank you very much, Rabbi Kaufman.